I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Oh, you know my young boy Afro, the kid that raps.
Yeah,
he was
Marco
like
Polo's kid.
Yeah. Well, no, I introduced them to each other. Right. But he's dope, though. He said
he's like 6'2".
Yeah.
Because he looks like a short, chubby kid.
He's a rap machine. He's a rap machine. He's one of the scariest.
Is he in town?
Yeah, he lives in Orange County. He lives somewhere in California. I don't know. It's a big state, but. He was like, yo, if you see Russell, tell him, yo, he killed it in Clifford. He likes kids' movies. Oh. He killed it. He was killed. It was so dope. And I love the movie Clifford. I was like, I remember when the Lego movie came. The Lego movie, the best movie. So he's still a kid, but he loved Clifford.
Tell him thanks.
Yeah.
I'm in the new Clifford movie. For those who are just tuning in, I am in the new number one hit movie in the country, Clifford.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Play Malik the Magician.
There was advertising all over the city. I had no idea you were in it. My kids wanted to see it. And
your kids, what, same age as mine?
5 and 6. So, oh, well, about 4 and 5. They'll be 5 and 6 next year. Like
right,
January,
so if you add their age, same as mine.
Yeah. But they wanted to see it. And we was in New York.
Are they here? Where are they?
No, I flew them back to Berlin, but... I'm going to be with them tomorrow. But,
is it playing in Germany? The movie's got it.
No, this was when they were in America.
Playing in Germany too now.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. But they wanted to see it, but it wasn't starting for 3 days. They were Clifford, so my sister took them to see Adam's Family, and they didn't really love it. Yeah.
I took my daughter.
They missed you by 3 days,
I took my daughter to go see it. And first of all, I think it was the first... It's only the second movie we've ever gone to the movie together. The first one was some fucking weird... I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't good. And then... This last week, we took her to go see Clifford,
and she was sitting beside me. When I, sorry, it's a boring story for me too.
when I showed up on the screen, I elbowed my daughter, and she was like, "I was like," she gave me that look that made me go, "My baby knows that I'm kind of a big deal." So now that's the running joke. I'll be like, "I go, did you like it, baby?" She's like, "Yeah, it was really good." I go. Baby, I don't know how to tell you this, but... And she's like, just say it. Would you just say it? You're a big deal. I got it. You're a big deal.
But she was super proud, right?
Like, yeah. Because all the... I said, are the kids at school seeing it? Yeah. Do they all tell you? Yes.
That's the...
And I said, do you remind them that your dad's a big deal?
Yeah.
She probably does, too.
No,
that's probably the
shy.
Best part about it. But besides, being able to, buy nice shit for your kids, that's probably one of the best things about... Being in a movie is bringing your kid and them being proud of their daddy, So, yeah.
You have a lot of kids, Dave. Any of them proud of you?
Speaking of kids, I have 7 children.
How many baby moms?
8.
See, once he gets going, Court, he's great. If you're just joining us, Paulie, Davey D has 7 kids with 8 different women.
Yeah, I have 12 grandkids and 1 great-grand.
Oh, you have a great-grand?
What makes that one so great?
No, it makes me great.
You got a great-grandkid?
Yeah.
Didn't that trip you out a little bit?
A little bit. A little bit.
How old's a great grandkid?
Like 8 months, something like that.
Wow. Oh, brand new.
Congratulations. Yeah,
right out the box.
That's unbelievable.
Literally. You don't have kids, do you?
No.
No, you don't need that.
No, I've never wanted them.
No, they're not. They're not. I mean, I love my kids.
Hey, I can loan you something.
No, I'm good. I'm a good aunt.
All like, right, okay, good.
I can hand it back. I don't have to have it in my house 24/7. It's
have it. She called the kid an aunt.
It. Yeah.
I did that. You know what's funny? I did that. I was in Portland this past weekend, and I was walking through the mall, and there was a cute little kid. Fuck, I'm tired. And it was a cute little kid standing outside this store. We're standing really still. And then the mother walked out. I go, oh my God, that's real. I thought it was a doll. And she was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, just realized I called this lady's kid an it.
Well, it's 2021. You probably get away calling him it before other
anything
things.
Else.
Yeah.
Beck, beautiful.
That's true. Yeah. That's fucked
up. What?
Beck, my 7 month
you know
old.
How, like that part in your set where you talk about how people want to be identified.
Mm-hmm.
Like different names and shit like that, and that's what he was saying.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's where we're at, kids. That's
kids.
It's, well, you know, well, there are those letters, right? Mm-hmm. There should be an S in it. But what about the straight guy? You know what I mean?
Oh, see, he's going to get us all Chappelle and shit. You know?
It's going there. I started it with the stupid it joke. Here's the irony with that. Here's the irony of what David just said. We'll get canceled and he'll get pressed. Legendary musician. Oh, fucking finally they're calling me legendary.
Yeah.
You mean in the LGBTQ?
Yeah, all that.
I was talking about it on stage the other day because I was like, I remember when it was just LGB. Mm-hmm. And then the T came, and then the Q, and I was like, "How many fucking letters?"
Now there's a plus at the end.
Yeah, right. So it's not an acronym anymore. It's too fucking long. So it's got to be like.
That's why I think they just put the plus because it basically now just covers all bases.
Yeah, it's got to be like Lebugajikit Q.
Yeah, but then they should if they added the plus, they should get rid of all and just call it L plus. Boom! Everybody could say it. It's easy. Everybody knows the.
Or you put like a small number in the corner, like for how many letters there are.
L to the
L, you know, L to the power of 5 or something. You know.
Wouldn't a question mark cover all that?
Wow. So a new documentary on Davey D coming out. It's about his rise and fall in the music game.
This is the only clip that anyone's gonna post and be like these terrible monsters.
Yeah, that's right.
See these fucking. Nice way to go, boomers.
Yeah, boom. That's what he said. Yeah, yeah. Boomers.
Yeah. This stalled
the
pretty
people
quick.
People started the boomer word anyway. They're already boomers, too. They're like old and shit, too.
Yeah, we're not boomers. We're Gen X. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
No, what are you? You're not a Gen X,
like
though.
In the 40s from World War II.
Dave, you're old as shit. What are you?
He is a boomer. I think he is a boomer.
Are you a boomer, Paulie? Well, then Dave is, too, because you guys are the same age.
Sorry.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Black don't crack though. Yeah. It don't work either, but it
it's black don't crack, it don't work either.
Paulie is not black, so he cracked a lot, but he
we just found out. Yeah,
oh yeah. That's amazing. At least you look tough, Paulie. Yeah.
What did you used to? Did you used to do comedy? What'd you do? Yeah. How'd you get involved with management?
He used to be a fucking attorney.
Oh yeah.
Quit that and came out of here.
Wow.
Quit being an attorney to be a manager of me. Poor fucking guy. Literally on every level of that sentence, poor fucking guy.
I never had a manager in my whole life.
Right?
Me either.
Yeah, see.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're where we're at, you know.
What was your first deal, Jive?
Yeah, Jive. But no, but I had nine. I got, you know, Russell and them wanted me, all of them. I got nine deals. I got a big bidding war, all of them. Jive, Tommy Boy, Mercury, Priority, Warner Brothers.
Did you put albums out with all of them?
No, I it was a bidding war, and I held out, and they were like, I was a fucking teenager. They were sending like limousines with hookers to my house and fucking steaks.
Wow,
and,
yeah, you did better than me.
Hookers, yeah, yeah. Limousines with hookers and steaks.
Yeah.
Pick your meat, kid. Which pink do you want?
They knew my dad smoked, so they came. One guy came with a limo and brought like fucking. All this weed for, he's like, yo, sign to that label, you know. I was like, yeah, no, nah, but they were doing everything for me and chasing me, and then I don't know, Jive. I don't know why I fucked up with Jive, but I did Jive. Yeah, yeah.
But did you? What was your affiliation with Woo?
No, we were just at the same time, same place. Like if they, people don't know, this ages me, but I was around so, like right before Meth blew up, he was like a fan of mine. He's like, yo, what? Like they all knew me before I knew, not
y'all
all of
them.
Y'all
did a song together though.
Nah, me and Meth never did one. But really? I did a lot of shit with a lot of Wu guys, but yeah, never Meth. Meth been talking about it.
Yeah, I think it's part of Wu too.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say, yeah.
I did play a strip pool at the Playboy Mansion with Redman.
Yeah,
strip pool.
It was for a DVD, so of course you know who.
Redman won?
Of course. I was the one naked.
I don't want to see Redman naked. I don't want to see how noble Reggie is.
Did you get that joke?
Here's the thing.
You don't look like a hip hop head.
Yeah.
No. But I do love like 80s, 90s like hip hop because I was born and raised in LA and I grew up listening to like Power 106 and stuff. But then I moved to Washington State during the grunge scene. Yeah. And so I listened to a lot more rock. Plus, I mean, I was surrounded by it. My parents met at the Rainbow.
Oh, wow.
Like I'm a Sunset Boulevard like.
Wow.
Were your parents musicians?
No. But they were friends with all of them. Yeah. So.
I used to hang out at the Rainbow a little bit.
Yeah,
with, Chuck Zito.
Alive still. I mean, I didn't even know.
I've hung out there a lot too, but yeah. So
they have good food. Yeah. Pizza's pretty good there.
Yeah,
chicken parm's pretty good there. Yeah, they do have good food.
A guy wrote a book about that place. I didn't read it though, but it was.
I met Lemmy at the Rainbow.
Oh, he used to be there all the time. Yeah. I used to see him there a lot.
They had a slot machine for him on the bar. Mm-hmm.
My friend Long Jean Silva. Do you know who she is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, she's a legend, man. That's
porn person.
Yeah, she
Long Jean.
Oh wait, I know who. Yeah. I think
Long
I saw Dong you
Silver?
Post a photo yeah, with
Long
her.
Wait, Long Dong Silver.
No, Long Dong Silver was the black man with the big cock. Long Jean Silver was the lady with the stump that fucked everybody with a stump.
Oh,
and she used to hang out at the Rainbow. And
I don't know why I couldn't remember that. I was stumped on that one.
Yeah, but she was.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. Huh?
She was just a. Yeah. Didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah, but
I do remember her. I remember seeing that. I remember going, "What the fuck is this?" Because I just remember the motion. I was like, "What?" And there was a girl. I'm like,
crazy.
"What is that?"
Legend.
I remember her.
I talked about her online one time, and then all of a sudden, somebody posted on Facebook like, "Oh, apparently Ari the Rugged Man's a fan." And I'm like, "Who the fuck is this? I'm a fan of who?" And I'm like, "It's Long Jean Silva." So we was
you reconnected?
Yeah, and then I had a show in Arizona, and she took the fake leg off, and kids were like bowing down to her leg, and you know,
wow!
Shout out to Long Jean Silva, we love you.
Much like her prosthetic, you reconnected.
Yeah. Yo, these Long Jean Silver jokes are even better than the Hitler jokes you make when you go to Germany.
Oh yeah, those are good. I had a good time doing that in Germany.
He killed it. He invited us out to the show in Berlin, and he had a whole stash of Hitler jokes. The whole, you know.
Who was there with us then? Was Master Ace with us?
Master Ace and
Marco Polo.
Yeah.
You, me, Marco Polo, Master Ace.
Yeah, I think my baby's mother was there.
Yeah, she was there. I remember that.
Who the fuck else? Somebody else was there, but yeah.
You couldn't stay. I remember that. You were like, "I gotta go." She's been fucking wants to go.
And she gonna watch this now and find another reason why I'm a monster.
She wants to go. Yeah. She wants to go. What the fuck are you gonna do? Yeah. She wants to go. Listen, if your woman wants to go, you're not staying. That's just the fucking rules. Hey man, I know you probably didn't hear this a lot growing up, but it's not healthy to hold in your feelings. Bottling stuff up doesn't have to be how we live anymore. And it's definitely not how I live anymore. I'm not ashamed to say that talking to a therapist has really helped me get through some tough times. And my only regret is waiting as long as I did to start. Just like it helps to hire a personal trainer when you're working on your physical health, the same is true about meeting with a therapist to work on your mental health. Talkspace makes it possible to speak with a licensed therapist right from your phone, tablet, or computer. It could not be easier. And unlike traditional therapy, you can message your therapist anytime via text, video, or voice. It's 100% secure and stigma-free, the way therapy should be. I know starting something new can be hard, but I promise you, Talkspace makes the whole process incredibly simple. It's one of the most hassle-free, easy-to-use services I've encountered so far, which is not always true of traditional in-person therapists. Talkspace has all the benefits of therapy without the hassle of setting appointments and waiting a week or more between conversations. Whether you struggle with anxiety, depression, self-doubt, or anything else, Talkspace gives you access to the help you need to move forward.
Facing those obstacles isn't easy, and let me tell you something. You don't win a prize for doing it alone. So get the help you need with Talkspace. Join Talkspace today and start moving forward with a single message. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code PETERS at signup. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code PETERS.
Though, just because, you know, the Germans get mad at me so easy, that's going to get me in more trouble. Yeah. But the mother of my kids is the best mother that ever, you know, I couldn't ask for a better one. But, you know, she got to put up with a father of her kids that's a fucking maniac. So, you know, so, yeah.
See, I don't look at you as a maniac, that's why.
Yeah, because you don't fuck me, you know?
No, because you know? No, I don't have a stump. Yeah! You really are rugged, man. I used to get you and La the Dark Man mixed up.
Yeah, a lot of people did. Yeah, yeah.
With La the Dark Man from out here? No, see, he was a Wu affiliate.
Yeah, Wu affiliate, yeah.
Yeah.
And like Rugged Child.
Yeah, you
know,
Shaheen.
I was Rugged Man before there's Rugged Child. I don't know.
You had to be a man before the child.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Did that bother you?
Nah, it's a fucking word. I didn't even like the name Rugged Man. It, you know, but
it is a long fucking name, though.
Yeah, it did, you know.
But everybody, your fans just call you R.A.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. I just make music. I don't rap names. You know, King of Chill from Alliance. He said it. He said it the best.
Hey, is this the King of Chill?
Yo, he was like, yo, listen. He's like, we all got our names when we were like teenagers. He's like, so we got these fucking, and then you're in your 40s, and you're like, King of Chill, or this and that. Like we all get these fucking,
well,
Milk D, Lord Finesse, no, you know,
Lord
Ice
Finesse
Cube.
Is, and, Lord Finesse, well, you must have had a first rap name.
Master Money R.A.
Master Money R.A. Were you always Davy D?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense. Your name, last name starts with R.
Hey, it's Davy D.
Because Lord Finesse's first name was Rob Ski.
Wow.
And I still call him Rob Ski to this day.
D-A-V-Y-D, so it's still David, you know what I mean? D. Yeah.
D-A-V-Y-D. What the fuck did you just mumble?
He said,
it's spelled out David.
D underneath.
Oh, right.
At the end, not underneath. I'm adding more shit onto it. There's a D underneath.
You want some more vodka, Dave?
He's sitting right here.
Paul, bring that bottle of vodka so David can just help himself.
Yeah. Yeah, just sit here. Save yourself a trip.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a short episode.
Yeah.
Usually these episodes are much longer.
Okay. Well,
because people have a great time. But, you know, we have a beautiful adult actress with us, and we never asked her anything because we're all scared.
Right? Why? I'm a normal person.
I know.
Ask him. He's known me for so long.
I know, but that's why, because we're not looking at you as an adult star. We're looking at you as a normal person.
Yeah.
So there's a difference between. Like, there's a difference between Russell and Russell Peters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you can ask Russell Peters whatever the fuck you want. You can ask Russell, too. But when it comes to adult stars, you're like, well, I don't want to make them feel like that's all they are. Because I didn't realize it was you until you told me.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, R.A. knows really hot chicks in L.A. That's amazing.
No, I'm just a normal person. I don't know.
Did you get in the business the same way everybody else did, like the modeling and then the nude modeling? No.
So I have a interesting. So I went to film school, and for producing, and while I was in school, I had this terrible marketing job that I quit, and then I needed a job right away because I put myself through school, mm-hmm. and I applied for this. It was a customer service job. It was in the OC register. I went to college at Chapman University, mm-hmm. and. It just said internet fulfillment for the job, and I had customer service like experience. So right. I put in my resume, and when the controller called me to set up an interview, I said, so what exactly do you guys do? And she said, internet fulfillment. And then I didn't want to sound like an idiot and not get the job. So I just showed up and it was a company that sold porn online. They're not around anymore. It's not like one of the big ones or anything.
Not Evil Angel or nothing.
No, it wasn't a production company. Oh. Just like a distribution, like a website, like an Amazon of porn.
Right, oh yeah.
And so I actually had never even, I wasn't like a prude by any means, but I just didn't watch porn. And so I got this job and I was like, yeah, I have no problem with it. Because at the end of the conversation, like the whole interview, they didn't tell me right from the get-go that it was they sold porn. They just said they sold DVDs online. And then at the very end, my two bosses go, well, it's porn, so if you have any moral issues with that. And I was like, no. And then they open the door and take me in the back, and it's just like rows of porn. And I just handled like adding everything to the website. And so I started going to the shows, like ABN and stuff. Yeah. And I was like the most popular non-porn girl because I worked in the booth because I knew, you know, everything about all the movies. And I had big natural boobs, and I'm tall. And
same.
And so everyone wanted to shoot me, and I knew Vince Voyer really well.
Oh yeah, I know Vince. I mean, I don't know him, but I know he is.
Yeah, and so he introduced me to Andrew Blake and Suze Randall and like all these big names.
Suze Randall, she was a big deal in Penthouse back in the
day. Yeah. So I am a Penthouse pet. I was a Playboy model for a long time. I did a lot of Playboy TV shows. And
oh yes, I did. I mean, if I had watched that stuff, I would have seen it.
Yeah, I was on Totally Busted, which was the best job I've ever had.
I
got paid to play pranks on people, so it was the best job ever. But
that was the Playboy punked.
Yeah. So I was one of the main girls.
It'd just be tits for no reason. You're like, this, I'm not punked.
Yeah.
I won. I just won free tits in my face.
Hey, what do you... Oh, I didn't cut over here.
Good.
God, don't cut me off.
What do you guys think about the singer that pissed on the guy's face? I love her. Did you see that?
I saw that online. I saw the video. Somebody put it in our chat. I
thought it was fucking genius and amazing.
Well, I mean, the guy laid there for it. It's not like, you know...
Isn't... Sophia was it Sophia?
Yeah.
I'm a Peloton user, and she's engaged to one of the Peloton
instructors,
yeah. Jess King.
Hilarious.
That's how I know who she is. And then it might have been you, I think, that
was defending
it
her.
Up.
Yeah,
something
I went online.
Popped
like,
up.
Fucking, this
on, yeah, and I was like, wait, is that her? So yeah.
I'm gonna tell my wife. She's on the Peloton too.
Yo, this chick had so much
it's my jam.
She had a lot of pee.
Yeah, like I don't know how she got
that. A lot of pee.
But the shitty part about 2020s and all this shit is she did. It was the most rock and roll shit I've seen in a while, and it's female empowering. You know, you're pissing on a man's fucking face. You know,
especially when she's a lesbian.
Yeah,
too.
And I didn't know that.
It's even better.
And she, the crowd was going crazy. The fan that she did it to was like it was the best moment.
You're like,
of his life.
I remember that. Yeah.
I was like, how the... And they're all consenting adults. So why the fuck is there a problem?
And they can record it. We saw it. You know, it just wasn't talked about. You know, you saw it right away. The other stuff, like with the Alice Cooper shit like that, you heard about it, never saw it.
The bucket of spit?
Yeah, and that kind of stuff, man. The people saw it right away, so then people could...
But why is it a problem?
Hey, I'm a busy guy, and you're probably also a busy guy. So stop thinking about what to wear and just embrace the radically efficient Mack Weldon Daily Wear System. The Daily Wear System is a selection of clothes rooted in smart design, made with performance fabrics, and built to work together. From breathable t-shirts and polos to stylish button-ups and shorts, underwear, and beyond, Mack Weldon makes it easy for you to dress for work, leisure, and play, or whatever your summer takes you. I like to be comfortable, but I also like to look good. And Mack Weldon's Ace sweatshirts have modern tailoring and pair perfectly with their ultra-soft, ultra-upgraded Pima tees. That exact combination is actually perfect for travel days because I have the layers I need for dealing with temperature changes. And it makes me look way more put together than other travelers, which is not that difficult to do, but still a mission. And that makes me feel like I'm better than them, because I am. But really... I just let Mack Weldon make my life a little easier. So buy some time with the Mack Weldon Daily Wear System. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com/Peters and enter promo code Peters. That's MackWeldon.com/Peters. Promo code Peters for 20% off Mack Weldon. Radically efficient wardrobing.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So she, which was not rock and roll, she put out the statement like, "Oh, sorry if I have assaulted anyone."
Yeah, no, see, that's where people fuck up.
And she should have just chilled, let it.
It
would have
gone away after 2 days.
Yeah,
it goes away after 2 days.
And then she would have been rock and roll. She lost her rock and roll. Well, nah, she did not. Nah, it didn't overpower it that much, but it was a disappointment. I was disappointed in her because I was like, "Yo, I'm a fan now," you know? Yeah.
What kind of music are they? Punk?
It's some rock shit.
They're like a brass. Band. It's a brass band, but metal. Like they
It's called what? Brass, right?
So, yeah. Brass Against.
Brass Against, yeah.
So they're actually opening for Tool because they covered a Tool song, but it's all brass. And then Tool asked them to.
Yeah, instead of guitar.
And she pissed all over some Tool on the stage.
Why does your manager talk like he has braces in his mouth?
Oh. I'm laughing because this is hilarious to me.
He's like, and there's your turf bash.
You should see my brother and I fuck with Paulie when we're on like meetings. Because Paulie gets excited in a meeting and he wants to say so many things, but his mouth starts tripping over itself. And he'd be like,
yeah,
first, and they'll be like, so Russell, and Paulie be like, and I'll just be like in the middle of the meeting and go,
at first I thought he had his like jaw wide shut or some shit.
It was my face, apparently.
Yeah. I was like, you know what it was? Because Russell can't beat up the people he spars with, so he puts his manager in there and beats his jaw up.
We're always telling Paulie, you stuttering, mumbling prick.
You want to be my manager? Let me beat you up.
Yay, Paulie got abused today. There's always one loud noise from Paulie. Today it was a Coke can. The other day he tripped over the fucking cable from the camera. And every other episode his fucking phone goes off. Every episode.
Once.
No, it's been a few episodes. Court, would you agree?
That was Eddie a couple times.
No, that's fucking Eddie. That's you know, Eddie's pulling up shit on the screen for us. Now we have Jerry here. He's Mexican, but he's not pulling up shit for us.
And shout out to the producer, Courtney. She's filming, producing. Usually you get like a really ugly, nerdy guy behind there. We got like this beautiful woman filming us. And yeah.
Her street name's Herbert Avor.
What's up, Herb?
Because she's a vegan, so she's a herbivore.
I laughed at that joke like I was smart enough to understand it. Was that a smart people joke?
Yeah. Herbivore.
What is a herbivore?
Herbivores only eat plants.
Yeah.
The
dinosaurs,
and
remember?
Vegans.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Brontosaurus?
Yeah.
Herbivore.
A brontosaurus don't eat animals?
No.
Oh, there was no animals at the time.
There were animals.
No, but on the Flintstones, we ate brontosaurus burgers.
But like the brontosaurus and the brachiosaurus, you know, were.
But there was no hairy animals. It was like other reptiles and shit, right? In the dinosaur age. I don't know.
It was like a woolly mammoth. Woolly mammoth.
Oh, yeah, the woolly mammoth. Yeah, yeah, woolly mammoth.
No, there's
yeah.
still other animals.
Talk about yourself. I got to say bye to my daughter.
So we got to keep it. You're getting it. Get in the chair there.
Get in the chair.
Take over. Take over where he left. Well, no, let's get Paulie the manager. Come on in, man.
Nah, Paul would never do it. So what are you doing now? You know what you got going on now? Because you were telling
Your story website.
You
tell him all of that shit.
I got cut off.
Yeah, if I you got want cut off.
Exclusive. Oh, shit.
Nah. Look, his commercials are some of the best things going. I want to hear some more about that carnival stuff.
Yes,
but
we, I know,
you
right?
Know, but...
No, I just got back, but I'm only on OnlyFans. I have a website, which I've had up for a really long time, but it has 15 years of content, so if you don't know who
She's
I am,
pioneer. She's a pioneer
that's the place.
Of the online...
Yeah, I was one of the first girls who ran their own website. Like, I taught myself to code and everything so that I didn't have to give, like, half to a webmaster.
Wait a minute. So you do film production. You know how to do it.
Well, I went to film school. I have my BFA in film and television production, so why not handle everything else? So I'm very tech savvy. So
congratulations.
Thank you. And yeah, so I had my website and then I retired in 2018 to move on. And then after losing my business to COVID, I had downtime because it was nice to just chill. And then it just bothered me that I lost so much money in the business because it was newer and I was still expanding and everything. Right. And so all my friends were telling me about like how well their OnlyFans accounts are doing. So one of my girlfriends who's in the business too, she came out to LA for the first time since the pandemic started in June.
Russell, you lost your job, man. Manager, could you do me a huge favor? Could you get my phone for me?
And you plugged it in for me? I think it's inside.
So good.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's
right
inside.
There. On the ledge.
You're the one who plugged it in.
I know.
No. Oh, my bad.
I was like, yo, he can't even handle that. He's the manager.
Yeah, so she came to stay with me and she was telling me about it and everything. And I did have an OnlyFans like back in like 2017, but it wasn't how it is now. You know, the pandemic really blew it up. So I just spur of the moment launched it in August.
Sperm of the moment. That's just like throw some childish humor in there.
Yes.
What was your favorite?
And so yeah, I got back in and I've been back for a few months.
Hey, do you know Yoshi? He used to work for Evil Angel.
Mm-mm. So here's the thing. I only shot Boy Girl with my husband for my own stuff. I own
all my
content.
He was an editor.
But I only really worked girl for all the companies. So a lot of companies like Evil Angel and all that, I never worked for because I didn't shoot like the really hard boy girl
stuff.
I
thought you might have known him from when you were doing the selling of the DVDs.
Oh, no. That was a long time
ago. He was with him a long time. He's a comic, but he's really fun. But he would do all the chaptering of the DVDs. So he would have to sit there and watch porn all day and decide when the cuts were going to come.
Ah.
And then label them as, you know, money, you know, or introduction, missionary, doggy, everything, all that shit. And
he was an assistant editor, basically.
Yeah. But when Stagliano would get mad at him, like for whatever reason, he'd make him do tranny porn.
Yeah.
So you should have to spend a day watching tranny porn. You're like, oh, it's getting me crazy. Too many dicks.
That's how you talk.
Did we ever have Yoshi on the podcast? We did. We got to get him back on because.
Oh, how does this podcast do? Is it successful?
No, not really. But
that's on camera.
It's niche. That's why you're pretty safe with whatever you're saying. Nobody's gonna fucking hear it.
What does it?
My dead grandmother has better circulation. Well, let's wrap it up, kids. And I went in the house just now.
Was this really one that you didn't like? Is this one worse than normal, you're saying?
No, I'm just fucking with you guys. Okay. I do that sometimes. Okay. I like fucking with you.
Nah, because you said usually they're more fun. I'm like, did we fucking...
You just keep being you.
RA's like a neurotic Jew for some reason.
No, I am
like a
neurotic,
weird fuck.
He cares a lot.
Can you tell, though? He cares so much. He gets so worried that he's... offending, and then he's...
No, I'm not worried if I'm offending anybody. I'm just...
I'm the kind of person who never really stops turning their gears. I'm always thinking about something, and it's hard to get my brain to slow down enough for me to fall asleep sometimes. A lot of people have recommended I try CBD products, but I always hesitated to try them because it's so hard to find a reliable source. How many CBD brands are there? Luckily, I got turned on to Papa and Barkley, an awesome CBD company that creates award-winning CBD solutions for pain, stress, sleep, and everyday wellness. And unlike less effective CBD brands, they have an unmatched, clean, chemical-free, whole plant process with proven results. For my sleep issues, I've been using the regular strength relief drops in lemongrass ginger, and just a few drops before bed really helped to calm my mind. I'd like to think that my brain is smart enough to know when it needs sleep to function well, but I guess it needs a little CBD nudge to power down sometimes. Anyways, since I've been using Papa and Barkley relief drops, I really feel like I can actually fall asleep when I want to. And because Papa and Barkley is committed to using CBD in the purest, cleanest form, I sleep even better. Plus, their company has a great story. Papa and Barkley founder Adam Grossman created the groundbreaking relief balm to ease his father's debilitating back pain. From that powerful homemade balm, Papa and Barkley has expanded to a full line of topical balms, oils, tinctures, and capsules, all made with 100% clean ingredients and whole plant full-spectrum CBD. Today, they're the number one cannabis wellness company in California, and with their new CBD relief line, they can ship anywhere. Nationwide. Papa and Barkley is on a mission to improve lives through CBD in its purest, cleanest form possible. Go to papaandbarkleycbd.com/Peters for 20% off your first purchase. That's 20% off for new customers at papaandbarkleycbd.com/Peters.
Well, you got a new album coming out?
I want to be good, you know. Now, All My Heroes Are Dead is still out. You can get that. And I'm just working on music. I don't know the direction yet because
you work with Bumpy, haven't you?
Well, me and Bumpy had a fucking album with Prince Paul we were working on for a secret project, but we never finished it. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Bumpy's one of my close friends.
Yeah, we FaceTimed Bumpy when I was with you before.
We're going to FaceTime him when we're done this, too.
I told you the story that, you know, I was telling you stories about my dad before, but... Bumpy's one of the most, for anybody that don't know Bumpy Knuckles, Freddie Fox, he's one of the most scaredy guys. Like, everybody's scared of Bumpy. You know, nobody wants to fight Bumpy. Nobody wants to shoot it out with Bumpy. Bumpy's the scaredy guy. But he's like the sweetheart. Like, that. Like if you're good to him, he's
most,
like the,
most gangsters, like, in that regard, sweet guys. They're just, don't cross them.
Exactly.
Like, but, Chuck Zito and I are very close.
Yeah.
Bumpy and I
Chuck
are very
Zito
close.
At the horror convention the other day.
Yeah. Chuck Zito did the podcast, too.
Yeah.
And Rap. You remember Rap? OG Rap? Paid in Full Posse Rap.
Oh, from he was on the back. I mean,
yeah. He's Supreme Magnetic's older brother.
Yeah, well.
Well, he passed away a year and a half ago.
No, I know exactly who he is. Then he's the Puerto Rican looking, light skinned guy.
Puerto Rican guy.
Yeah, I know.
Him and I were really close when he got out of jail. He did 33 years, and when he got out, him and I became real close. And I own the rights to his life story.
You do?
Yeah. Wow. So it's a story I really want to get done. Wow. But this shit fucking business.
If you need a pair of all natural boobs in any of the scenes.
I think I have a scene that we could... now that we've got the cameras here.
We're going to do like a test right now. Let's start the movie right now.
Yeah, we'll do some auditions. Come
you
on.
You play Rap. You play Eric B.
They play Rap. Play I look more like Rap.
Yeah, I'm not a good casting agent. You know?
Apparently.
But no. So Bumpy showed up at my father's funeral to support, and he told me a couple days later, he said, yo, when your father, you know, the OGs, when your father walked in the room, the OGs was quiet, Like, they, you know, he got respect from all my OGs. That's what Bumpy told me about my dad.
Really?
Like, that's crazy.
When did your dad pass?
2010.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Been a minute.
Yeah, been a minute.
How'd he go?
Cancer. You know, cancer.
Same with my dad.
Yeah.
I like to end my podcast on a really happy note.
What year is your fault?
2004.
Oh, man. Yeah. But
anyway, this uplifting episode of Culturally Canceled. I think I'm going to call this episode Culturally Cancered.
My stepfather died of cancer, but that was a good thing, you know. I was like, yes! Mom got her life back. Fuck that guy. No.
Yeah, if she'd married a Mexican musician, she would have been in better shape. Look at Eric Schwartz. Right?
When are you guys going back out, Dad? You're still touring with P.E., right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, good talking to you.
Yeah.
He's like, if you're just tuning in,
you're touring with one of the greatest groups of all time. He's like, yeah.
So Davey D is a man of few words. I remember he said to me once, Russell.
That's why you should have handed him a bass guitar or some shit.
I got his bass guitar sitting in that other room.
You know, anytime you ask him a question, he'd be like,
I literally had his bass guitars in there. He gave it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need your bass to talk?
No, I don't need it right now.
What do you need to talk? Cocaine or some shit? What do you...
Well, don't say that unless you...
Don't get his nose all hard for no reason.
Nose running right now? Don't say that. No.
All right, well, let's recap. I think we can find Eric Schwartz on Instagram. At is it I am Eric Schwartz or Eric? What is it? What is it, Court?
Court, why are you looking for that? How do you rate this particular podcast? Was it you're the producer? Number, did you like it or was it up?
And, concerned with numbers.
Yeah.
I liked it. You heard me laughing the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's maybe a
job. She's from Indiana. She would have let you know.
All right, it's like we're starting.
Where you rated bottom half or top half for the?
All right. She was doing the laugh.
It was like Jelena. It was top heavy.
Yeah.
True story.
It's E E Eric Schwartz.
E E Eric Schwartz.
Yeah, it's a triple E. I mean, well, it's a double E before Eric.
So
triple E, and then Rick Schwartz.
Yeah.
Okay, but so is it an Eric with a C in it or a K in it? Or?
With a C. So yes. let me spell it out. E E
E
E E
E E E
Zed.
Yes. So
and then Davey D, you're on Instagram, but you're not like active on there, are you?
No, I'm not. Sure. No,
you've got so many grandkids and kids and great grandkids.
You
gotta
just give it to
what's your Instagram?
Like, yeah, you do the IG for me.
You don't even know? Yeah. I follow you too, motherfucker. I don't know.
The legendary Davey DMX.
Let's not get carried away.
Kids on it and just put content. You don't.
Are you kidding? He doesn't trust his own kids.
They used to, you know what I mean? But, you know, they get older and they ain't got time for dude.
No, I don't think you're on here. I thought I followed you, Dave. Oh, yeah, the legendary Davey DMX.
I was right.
And you gave us your information how they could look at you and find
you.
Yeah,
I'm on Instagram, Twitter, at Jelena Jensen.
Wait, how do you spell that, though? Jelena, with a J-A?
J-E.
J-E, see, that's what I thought.
J-E-L-E-N-A, J-E-N-S-E-N. And the same name for... Good old OnlyFans.
And producer, what's your phone number? Before we leave.
Well, there you are.
Let's just make it public.
I'm going to follow you, Jelena. And
I feel so honored.
I'm going to click on your link tree.
And I'll see you there tonight.
What's Loyal Fans? Is that different than
OnlyFans?
That's
another fan site.
Okay.
Do you have like a list?
You
of,
have
like,
to have a backup, you know, like in you case know the whole fiasco that happened
before
in October.
Yeah.
So
when they were trying to make it, I'm like, the fuck? Who's going to OnlyFans to look at other shit? Yeah.
That's gross that they tried.
It's like going to Pornhub and go, oh, is there any hamster on a wheel? You mean in an ass? No, just on a wheel. I want to see a hamster on a wheel.
Do you have like a list of like, I want an espresso for Christmas? Buy me this and I'll do something.
Oh, you got the Amazon wish list, don't you?
I do have a wish list. I don't have a lot of stuff on it.
What do you wish for?
World peace.
Stuff that's more expensive than they'll buy me. No, I'm just not someone who likes a lot of stuff. Like I get all worried about the environment and stuff. So I don't need a lot. Like I have
what I need. So I have some stuff for shooting on there, like shoes and things, because guys like to buy stuff that they see you, that they paid for, that you're wearing. Sense, so
yeah. Oh, I thought you meant you sold them after you wore them.
I do.
Oh. No, I'm just for a friend who wanted to know.
Yeah, I do.
Tell me what the shoes again.
You should have told me. I could have brought some over.
Let me ask something.
Promo gear.
This isn't going to be gross, but do you, if somebody's going to buy your panties or something, do you like jump around and make it so they could smell it a little?
It's not legal to do that.
What do you mean?
It's not legal. You can't actually ship stuff that's been worn.
Really?
Who made that fucking move?
It's a federal law. That's
fucking is it ridiculous. Really?
Our government's the stupidest fucking shit in the world. It's so fucking stupid.
You know, we need to regulate, guys.
Can. Yeah, I'm going to send.
But you can send your laundry to the laundromat.
Oh, yeah, that's the campaign. Like, here, do my laundry for me. You could probably make mad money doing that. If you get
caught, I don't know.
It's ridiculous. I don't know. Fuck the government. Fuck the government. They're so stupid. You know, my friend, you can't fucking have a card game where they arrest you. Oh, you gambled with your friends. You gave us your fucking underpants. Who are these fucking people tell you anything? Fuck them all.
But
if I want your underpants, I'll pay you. You send them to me. What are they going to do? You know?
And then put washing instructions. So, you know, wash and cold separate from.
So hypothetically, if hypothetically. You were going to send your underpants, would you sweat in them and make it smell a little funky for them so they could be. Oh,
I don't think you're a funky smelling woman. I don't know this to be your case.
See, that's something that like I find really funny because when I have sent. I sold a lot of lingerie over the years, but when I have guys like write me and they want to buy something else and they're like, it didn't smell enough. And I'm like,
it's true.
Well, first of all, sorry that I take care of myself and that, you know, I am an adult actress and girls have to put their faces down there. So I take care of my vagina. And I'm not going to wear like the same pair of panties like 3 days in a row. I'm sorry. That's not hygienic. That's
just one day.
Yeah, just one day.
Yeah, one day is different. But these guys, like, they do ask for like multiple days. And I'm like, I'm sorry that I'm hygienic.
I like funk too. I like it.
I live for the funk. I die for the funk.
Like, honestly, if I go down and it just smells like a perfume thing or something, I'm like, yo, I want to taste, smell a human.
No, see, now with a vagina.
I want my tongue to have a funny taste on it.
No, see, with a vagina, I don't want it to smell like
I
anything.
I want the butt to smell a little bit like a fucking ass, you know? Like I smell a little shit, a little bit.
No, see, I'm not.
Yeah, I want to smell it.
No, see.
I like funk on a woman.
No, with a woman, with women's feet.
Yeah. Who is at the club for 5 hours? Don't hop in the shower. Let's sit on the bed.
See, I want their feet to have a little hint.
You know what I hate? Bad breath, though.
Oh, I don't. I'm,
I hate
I got,
that shit.
I smoke cigars, so I can't
smell
complain.
Like a fucking body, you know. Yeah.
If the feet have a little funk, I'm like, all right. It's good. Not too much. I don't want to be knocked out. But
just that little sweaty smell.
Just to remind me, it's a foot. You know what I mean? Yeah. And my girl's feet and none of her body parts ever smell. So. I make her wear sneakers all day without socks now, and then it might have a slight scent.
Is that really something you enjoy? Like
just
foot?
On the feet.
Oh, you're a foot guy.
Oh, I'm a foot guy.
I hate armpit smell too.
No, I'm Indian. Who do you think I arm?
This girl got.
I literally take a shower before I go to bed, and then when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, what the fuck did I do in my sleep? Did I go jogging in my fucking sleep? I stink when I wake up.
Yeah, this hippie girl got on stage the other day, and she had armpit hairs, and she had a nice body and everything, but then she came near me. I was like, oh, why? Why?
Yo, I remember.
Little fucking shit on it. That shit, I don't like that funk. You
know? I did when I was doing a show in England. So maybe like,
no, I don't like. No.
Not funky. He wants it to have a scent.
I don't want it to smell.
He said he wants ass.
No.
No, he said he wants. No, he said he wants to be reminded it's an ass.
Like it's a fucking human. Yeah. You know, like I don't need it to, like, you know.
She can't take a bath before you get there, man. So she could just go to the gym, come on.
After the gym is nice. Yeah.
Gym's good. Gym, I'm not mad at
like
that. But,
yeah. I've dated guys that are into that, though. Like, yeah. Like,
I think this is a better way of ending it than the cancer stories.
Our dads are all dead from cancer. Cancer. Yeah, fuck cancer. Yeah.
Dads are all dead from cancer. I was in Italy and I fucked a dancer. The bitch was smelly. She smelled like Prancer.
Who's Prancer? That's one of the reindeer?
Reindeer, yeah.
Okay, I got you.
So let's think.
Do we have any cancer jokes? Let's make some cancer jokes.
I mean, you know. What's funny is last night when I was on stage, there was a guy in the front row, a white guy, and he had a Band-Aid on his arm. Like, this big a Band-Aid. And I go, what happened to your arm? He goes, oh, skin cancer. I go, You got a Band-Aid from skin cancer? I go, what kind of fucking doctor are you going to? What was he like? Oh, bad news, Dave. We got you got skin cancer. Do you want the Minion or the Incredibles Band-Aid? And at first, his wife was like, and then they were laughing, so it was good. It worked out. But
yeah.
I was like, what kind of shitty doctor gives you you got cancer? Here's a Band-Aid.
Speaking of cancer, what's for dinner?
Oh, that's why when I walked in just now, Finesse threw down. There's some lobster and shit in there. You eat? You gonna eat some lobster, Jelena?
Maybe.
Do you eat meat?
So I.
Well, not like that. I mean, like just.
It's a little too far.
Do you eat meat?
That's a little.
No, I actually. No.
That's fucked up, man.
It's nice that you ask. I am vegan.
Speaking of meat, you know.
I'm vegan, but I do eat seafood on occasion.
Well, there you go. And this is bomb. Ness is a hill cook.
You know, I'm going to plug my Dig Dash delivery business.
Yeah.
You know, we deliver. So.
I'm confused what's going on.
I just had to throw that in there, you know,
like
just
to plug myself. He's talking to me and I'm scared. Yo, I had your tape when I was 11. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
I want to thank Eric Schwartz for being here earlier.
You give new definition to Davey's ride.
Davey's ride. I want to thank the legendary Jelena Jensen for being here. Go check out her OnlyFans. As a friend, I'm going to subscribe. But only because I'm just trying to support my friends.
We've been friends for years. She never gave me like the free pass.
No, I don't want the free pass. That's not how she makes money.
I'm kidding.
And then R.A. The Rugged Man, All My Heroes Are Dead album still out now. Yeah. Because he's just fucking lazy about working on new music.
No, and, I wish it was the lazy part.
And then maybe we can get that that project with you and Bumpy to come out.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to call Bumpy right after this, too.
Yeah, Prince Paul was the
Oh, we'll call Paul, too. He just moved somewhere. Didn't he move to Atlanta or fucking Florida or something?
Really? He left Long Island?
Oh, yeah, he's gone. He left New York.
Shout out
maybe
to
Maybe I
Prince
wasn't supposed
Paul.
To say that, but fuck it, Paul. You never told
me. He's such
me.
A
I heard
private
the...
guy, too, you know?
I know, but he's always
healthy. Did you see him on Instagram trying to be muscular?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're Prince Paul. You're known to be like the skinny guy instead.
Yeah, but he's always like, he's a health conscious guy.
He'd be like this one.
Yeah.
Shout out to the legendary Prince Paul.
And then and the legendary David D. Davey D, you are the best. You cut this beat because it is so fresh.
Yes, I do.
And we'll check out my man, Ooh, who hangs out here now and then. What name are you going by now?
It's called, you can find me, The Unlimited Legacy.
Yeah, that's his Instagram, The Unlimited Legacy. He's formerly the rapper known as Nupius.
Nah.
And I talked him out of that. I talked him out of that. Hey, that was his rapper name, Nupius.
No, it wasn't. That was the name of the squad.
I don't know, but it was. I was like,
he had new power for us. He with the shenanigans. Man, don't pay nothing attention
yeah,
to
but,
him.
Yes,
is that really the name?
That was
he,
the
nah,
name.
He Indian. Don't pay no attention.
But listen.
You know, they call you and, you know, do your taxes. Look, it's Legacy. My name is Bo.
He's Ooh. Now
What's
he's
the
Legacy.
Squad's name is Legacy XL. Don't pay no attention.
No, but he used to be Nupius, and I kept making fun of him. I said, change that fucking name. It sounds like it's New Penis.
That's why I was trying to stop the joke.
Shout out to my man Jerry from what's the name of DJs Are Essential? Is it .com?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you shave your legs, man?
Here's what happens. I got bald spots on my legs, right? And then, so I just trim them because
shave them.
I trim them. I use clippers.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I use clippers on my legs. I trim them. So, because I'm a hairy ass Indian guy.
You have hair on your shoulders?
Oh, everywhere, kid. It's all over.
Me too.
My wife will.
I had hair on my shoulders since I was like 18. Yeah. It was weird.
My girl will shear me before I go on tour. She'll be like, let me just fix you up. And then she collects it all, makes a sweater. She's really sweet about it. And R.A. the Rugged Man and Paulie the Rugged Face, I want to thank you for being here. Herbert Avor, thanks for running the show. This was Russell Peters on Culturally Canceled.
Remake Rocky Dennis movie. Starring your man. They don't even need no makeup. They just be like, hey, hey, I am a man.
Paulie's the new Rocky Dennis.
Wait, did Rocky Dennis talk funny like Elephant Man?
No, he didn't talk funny. Just
so you...
Did you ever sway, by the way,
he talked like the Elephant Man with a Rocky Dennis face?
But wait,
turn the camera around. Show him.
There's a meme.
I am man.
There's a meme of Rocky Dennis, and it says, when you when you eat her ass and find out you have a nut allergy. Thanks for tuning into Culturally Canceled. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you like the podcast, please be sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts so more people can find out about it. And if you didn't like it, go fuck yourself. And follow us on Instagram at Culturally Canceled and Culturally RP on Twitter. We're also on YouTube if you want to see what the backyard kind of looks like. You don't really see what the backyard looks like. You just see where my smoking section looks like. And you could probably sneak a peek in the house, you weirdo. Also, we have a phone line now, so call and leave a message. You can ask me about whatever you want to ask me about. Hip-hop, parenting, food, boxing, MMA, relationships, comedy, sex. I don't give a shit. Ask me whatever you want. And I'll do my best to answer your question. If you want to leave a message, the phone number is 424-666-1983. That's 424-666-1983. Until next week, I'm Russell Peters.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.